accident that I said everybody's very intuitive, that everyone knew to mute their side, which I appreciate. But this is the offering this evening is waking up to love's embrace, waking up to love's performance. So in English, we're opening up to our divine essence. We're opening up to our streamline of faith. So what we're doing is receiving in like kind. That means when we open up our channels to love, so things aren't really going our way, or we would like them to go even better, or we want to be the highest for the highest and best good of all concern. So whatever it is that we're experiencing in our daily affairs, remember, our daily affairs is really our consciousness. And so what we're doing is we're reminding ourselves, because we're only interacting with our own awareness. We're always looking at our own awareness. We're reminding ourselves of the truth. And the truth is only love heals. In essence, what we're healing is our own very nature, our own very establishment. So as we will receive these gifts of pleasure, so it's pleasure in our alignment with our true divinity, with our true essence. Because as we turn on the light, as we awaken to our holy remembrance, from that place of serving that highest truth, that highest focus, that highest alignment, all are served. All are served. It doesn't matter, friend or foe, because these are just aspects of the one self. So what we're learning how to do is to please the self. In English, it's aligning to the coursework of love, aligning to our divinity. So as we will receive our holy remembrance, as and they're showing me just like movies. I wish someone could see my film strip here. It's like movies of yesteryear. It's like cartoons where everyone's beating everyone else up and quick draw, McGraw, whatever it is. But again, this is what's in our consciousness. This is the programming of separation. So what we're entitled to is our truth. What we're entitled to is our homecoming. What we're entitled to is our higher circumstances. So as we will receive liftoff, as we will receive encouragement is we're being guided by our higher presence. In all moments, it's not like, oh, I can't wait till that happens. I look forward to that day. All things are possible in the holy presence of our unified faith, of our unified consciousness. So in English, what do you believe? What do you believe is true? As you remember that we're here to fortify love, we're here to witness alchemy, the changes as we upgrade ourselves in our true remembrance, then what we're bringing forth is our divine establishment. What we're bringing forth is victory. What we're bringing forth is our consent for our holy remembrance. So whatever your gift is, that is what is now coming forth. So for me, I have the presence of Mother Mary here, and I'm giggling with delight because what she's showing me is our true reality. Now, for each present, whatever your highest claim is, whatever your holy remembrance is, whatever you are here to sow the seeds of, is upon you. It's all upon us. What we're doing, oh my gosh, they're just showing me like, and again, I just keep seeing these movies. So it's like happiness, okay, happiness, joyous, mirth, laughter. So we may be in the middle of, how am I going to pay this bill? I need employment. I just left my wife or whatever it may be. So it may feel like hardship. But here's the defining moment. Here's the answer key, if you will. is our own true remembrance. Because remember, we came from the higher realms and we're here to birth a new awareness, to birth a new consciousness. So we're not looking for the outer, we're bringing it forth from within. And they're showing me this like fountain. I keep seeing this fountain. There is this fountain of birthing of the energies of our truth. So as we will receive this endowment, now when I say endowment, imagine like a university receiving a $100,000 endowment. Endowment is not just loose spare change. An endowment is riches. As we will receive our endowment of riches of delight. So this means whatever is now going to enrich our life, whatever it is that is to come to our place of residence, is to come to our plate, that's going to awaken us to our holy remembrance, to our gifting. Remember, we're here to bring forth gifts. We can't offer to another what we don't fully possess. So we're opening up to our true possessions. We're opening up to our majesty. We're opening up to be the miracle makers. And we do this through full allowance. So when they keep repeating this full allowance, it's really about extending ourselves in faith, extending our light. So when we think of ourselves as multidimensional, we exist outside of time and space. That's a given. But what is this really? What this is we possess these offerings. We possess all that is needed for forward advancement. So we're coming into further claim. We're coming into agreement. We're coming into agreement with our true possessions. In other words, who we are on a soul level, who we are, what gifts we're bringing. And we all have these lifetimes of being in mystery schools and doing all of this service work for mankind. And this is what's returning, is our prosperity, our prosperity of light. In other words, once we open up to our true inheritance, that energy, that frequency, that's how life becomes magical. Because with this they're calling it intelligence because it's like our true intelligence, not just the mind that goes 4 + 4 = 8, but the intelligence of prosperity. In other words, knowing who we are in our riches, knowing who we are in our true accessibility. So in other words, we're no longer playing by the material rule book. We're no longer playing by the rules of three-dimensional reality, because we're ascending in our own recognition of self. So as we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our holy pulsation. Now the pulsation is light. The pulsation is light. So some of us may sense it, some may feel it, you may feel nothing, it matters not. Because it's the light that is being introduced into our holy makeup. So again, what we call upon, what we open up, what we devote ourselves to comes upon us. Comes upon us because we're calling it in. So as we will receive this, we receive our upgrade with pleasure. So the upgrade is affording ourselves new placement. So in English, it's seeing out of new vision, seeing out of holy occurrence. So using our spiritual vision, and again, when I was saying everyone's very intuitive here, this is the whole point. We're transferring our consciousness into our future status. In other words, we're seeing not through the polarized lenses where I'm right, you're wrong. If you're right, well, then I must be wrong, or we're separate from. So all of this is the illusionary state of separation. That's what we see through tunnel vision or through our physical eyesight. What we're opening up to are our treasures of the heart. What we're opening up to is our awakened pleasure. Now, for some of you, you're going to be needing to be walking out on faith. So you may find that you're being stirred, you're being groomed. In English, someone needs to hear this. It's sort of like you're being forced to speak up. You're being forced to be like, Excuse me. Now, for others, it's no problem. Full open heart, throat chakra, no problem at all. But for others, you're so busy serving, it's like you're a little out of, they're saying you're topsy-turvy. You're a little out of balance. So you also want to pay attention to when life serves you and you're like, this is a nuisance. It's serving you your correct meal. It's serving you exactly what it is that you need to come upon, what it is that you need for your graduation. Because remember, we're receiving our spiritual endowment, but we need to be in balance in order to be in upright position. So I don't know what it is, but there's someone that's like, you just feel like you're being pushed a lot. And it's like, why doesn't the universe love me? It does. And that's why it's getting you to step out. It's getting you to speak up. So it's not a matter of inconvenience. It's a matter of collecting your truth, coming into true solidarity, coming into your higher witness. Now for others, it's the same thing, but in different regards. So wherever you've been a little out of balance, you're gonna feel those like nudging along, so you get up and go, so that you come upon your full self, so that you come upon full access. So these attunements that they've been offering us, they keep extending. So in other words, it's like and extend and receive. So we're learning how to receive in our full broadcast. So we all have our tendencies, you know, like this is what I'm good at, so I'm going to keep leaning in this direction. This is the time of full orchestration. In other words, in order to receive these next placements, we're coming into full balance. So wherever you've been a little, I don't want to say weak, but not steady. See, now they're watching my words. Like my linear self would say weak, judgment, right? So they're saying not steady. So in other words, we're steadying our advancement. We're steadying our advancement. And so as we do this, we do so with true pleasure. So the pleasure is very relevant. Some of us are still in survival mode. Well, I just need to get by. I don't have time for pleasure. Just need to pay the bills. I just need whatever. Pleasure is very relevant because what you're tuning into are the stars. What you're tuning into is your true resources. You're tuning into your God nature. So this isn't about sacrifice. This isn't about lack. This is about pleasure. This is about opening up to your true remembrance, aligning with holiness, aligning with love. We can't offer love if we're not in receptivity. So some of us, that's where we've been out of balance. We're a giver, but we're out of balance and we're not receiving our own endowment. So this is where it's essential that we open up to that godly, they're saying godly ritual, but our words would really be coming to witness our own truest claim. In other words, allowing the chi in, allowing the love in, allowing that freedom where the eyes aren't just focused on, I got to save this country, I've got to save my child, I got to save this, but I'm coming into full union in my balanced lifestyle. So balanced lifestyle is, in English, I travel with my God self. I travel with my God self. So as we allow ourselves our true provisions, as we allow ourselves full circuitry, that means lights going on, light codes going off, receiving and retrieving our true establishment. So as we will receive our gifts, as we will receive our holy provisions. So the holy provisions is, we don't want to limit this. Well, I just came here for this. This is my question this evening. That's fine. We will get to your question. But holy provisions is receiving that which our higher selves have allocated. So we want to expand our due privilege. We want to expand our receptivity. We want to absorb all for the taking, all that is our divine heritage. Because remember, our higher self is sort of like, think of it like one step ahead. So it knows what we need before we do. It understands what we're ready for. Our higher awareness understands what we're ready for before we have good record keeping, before we realize. So the more that we can extend ourselves in faith in full franchise, in other words, receive. Now remember, what comes up for a lot of us is this whole worthiness notion. We're already perfect. We are already perfect. This whole illusion that you could be anything but, this is the misdemeanor. This is like the nightmare, if you will. And so that's all this level is. It's a projection of fear of punishment. It's a projection of fear of unworthiness. It doesn't matter who's got the good self-esteem. This is the energy that the personality is formed of, is the belief in separation, that you can be good or bad. There's a choice there. So what we're doing is relieving ourselves of those convictions and coming into our true ascension status. Now, ascension doesn't mean that you're suddenly going to lift off the planet. Ascension is that you're attuning to your higher presence. And so it's step by step. It's more of where we focus. So it's like focus, focus, focus. We keep attuning to, we're going to call it higher status because it just makes sense to us, kind of like a grading system or steps. But it has to do with what we're willing to receive. At the end of the day, what are we willing to receive? So this is why it's so essential for us to be good stewards of love, to open up to love's embrace, to open up to love's accommodations, to feel the riches of love, to feel that love of self. And remember, it has nothing to do with like the current accommodations. In other words, well, I did that in third grade, or I yelled at this person yesterday. This is all the conditional misdemeanor. In other words, this is a dream state. It's a dream state of separation. And so the ego is just, doing its thing. What we're doing is tuning into grace. What we're doing is tuning in to our truest claim. So again, we offer to others what we have resurrected for ourselves. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive our full engagement, we trust that everything that has been prepared for us is now delivered. And allow that to take hold. Allow that energy to present through and through. In other words, be comfortable receiving. Someone said to me today, it feels like Christmas. They were having quite an abundant day. It feels like Christmas. We're not waiting for a certain day of the year for it to feel like Christmas. The season of lights is just an annual reminder of what is always present. Always present. This is where time's speeding up. We're not checking the calendar. We're not waiting for yesterday's transmissions. We're orchestrating our return of value. And I keep getting the King of Wands. It's like every day King of Wands shows up at group. So King of Wands is fire energy, and it's a master of fire energy. So this is where it's really increasing in terms of the delivery. In terms of the delivery. Do you want normal postage? Do you want express mail? So it's express mail in terms of our hearts, in terms of what is now available to ones ready to receive the light. So as we receive, we allow the stirring, we allow the new focus, we allow the new timetable, because remember, as we receive, so do we increase in our understanding of self. So do we increase vibrationally. And so again, the more that we can be good stewards of this light, we open up to heaven's treasures. In English, we see with spiritual vision. So we see someone's heart. We see our own heart. We place, like they're saying, the goggles of remembrance. In other words, we see only the Christ, as they say. So we're learning how to receive ourselves in our innocence, in our light, in our holy remembrance. Let us receive with true understanding of self. That is who we are in our truth. Eternal love. So as we receive this love, we receive it through and through. We're receiving love and we're recognizing it to be the truth of self. So again, at first it seems like separation, seems like we're receiving something. So it would seem to be somehow separate from us. Again, that's because we're still abiding by the illusion. In truth, we're the ones offering that which we're entitled to. So it's coming from us to us. Now this, they're saying this is the day of achievement. This is the day of graduation. So as we understand, we're really just holding our own hands. We're really just holding our own hands. We're partnering with our own holiness. Let us receive. So they're saying, can you imagine receiving even more delight? So they're asking us just to take a moment and just imagine. Imagine our readiness in the present moment. Imagine our readiness in the present moment. So it is.